Ever wanted to try an Olympic and Paralympic sport? Try fencing. It's fast, safe, and easy to start. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/try-fencing. That's usafencing.org/try-fencing.
Hello, welcome to the Shut Your Face podcast with your host, me, Bree. I'm super excited you guys are here. Thank you so much for listening to this shit show. This is the second season, and I couldn't be more thankful for all of our guests that took the time to talk to me. It's so freaking cool. Go check us out on Patreon for early access and exclusive content. And then lastly, thank you so much to our sponsors, BMAR Media and Leather and Lights. I kind of happen to know them just a little bit. They're pretty cool. Anyways, let's get on into it, shall we?
Hi, is this Lauren?
It is, yes, ma'am.
It's Bree, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you ready for your podcast episode?
I am ready. I've been ready.
Okay, well, let's jump right on into this. You, my friend, are a equine photographer based out of Tennessee, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What exactly led to you pursuing this career? What put you into this position to become an equine photographer? And you don't just do equine photography. You do other stuff as well. I mean, we'll get into that. But your primary focus is equine. What led to this career choice?
Yeah, so, oh my gosh, like 5, 6 years ago, I got my very first horse, and I was living in Idaho at the time, and I became friends with another girl who also was a horse owner, but she also was a Western lifestyle photographer. And she became a really close friend of mine, and I started doing, like, having my photos done with me and my horse with her, and just the confidence that I felt in front of the camera for really, like, the first time really was, like, so much different when I was having my photos done with her. It made me want to feel, it, like, made me want to do more, and it made me really want to, like, start having other people feel that way, because I know it can be really nerve-wracking having your photos done, or, like, you know, it can really either boost your confidence or really lower your confidence with the result of those photos. So with the inspiration of having her do my photos and the love that I just have of horses in general, just being surrounded by them all the time, it really made me, like, want to offer that for other people. And just really open up my heart to have other people allow to love themselves and show off the love that they share with their horses or the lifestyle itself.
So, but the, you know, your photography business, a Blonde in a Bay, it's based off of a special horse.
Yes. So I own a Bay Morgan mare. She is my first horse. And, you know, she's got a lot of attitude and a lot of personality. It can kind of take a special person to really love a horse that has a past like hers and has the attitude like hers. But we bond really well, and she's got a special place in my heart. So when I got her, my personal social media started turning into, like, photos of her or photos with her or just talking about her. And so I changed my Instagram handle to Blonde and a Bay, because I'm a blonde and my horse is a bay, and it just kind of became like a dual Instagram account.
Best color, by the way, bay.
Yes. So that
well,
is
it's
kind
catchy.
Of, wow. It is. And I just feel like, you know, it's very unique and it's very personable to me, and tells a story about me and my past and my history and my lifestyle instead of just making it Lauren Sullivan photography or, you know, like a lot of people use their initials or maybe use like Western terms, which is all great. Everybody has their own creativity, but mine really sprouted to tell a story with me and my horse.
I think it's cool because, I say bay, it's not the best color. They're all great, but I had a bay too. And it's like, it's actually probably one of the easiest colors because I don't know how many times we would go to a show and it would just be a little fun show. And you didn't have to bathe her. You didn't have any white you had to deal with. You just could just like throw some show sheen on her and she'll still look like we spent an hour on her. But that's why a lot of people, I think, like bays. But I think it's catchy. I think it's great.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world, honestly. I get a lot of people asking me, so what happens come time that, you know, Morgan is no longer around? So my horse's name is Morgan. She's Morgan Mare, named Morgan. And a lot of people ask me, like, if I'm just going to own bays for the rest of my life. And I said, no, it's going to be her legacy. Like, it's going to be her living on. Through Blonde in a Bay. It'll be forever Blonde in a Bay. It will never change. It'll always be Blonde in a Bay.
How cool is that? I mean, well, first of all, how amazing that an animal can have that much of an impact on somebody's life. I mean, I think that's great. I think that's so cool because they really do shape us in a way that you don't realize until, you know, after the fact. And I'm sorry that she's gone. But how cool is that she made this big of an impact on your life to put you where you're at today?
Yeah, and she's not gone. She's still around. She's still full of spice and full of life. You know.
Okay, so hold on. Who? Yeah. You said one's not around anymore.
Yeah, so somebody asked me, what will I do when she's no longer around? So, like, in the future.
Oh, when?
Yeah.
When? Like, I was thinking to myself, hold on, didn't she post a TikTok on a bay horse with the stuff? And then I heard you say not around. I was like, okay, maybe I'm confused.
No, she's still here. She's, you know, out in the pasture right now, and she's flirting with her boyfriend right now, actually.
Oh.
She's definitely pretty boy crazy. It's pretty funny to watch.
Oh. Now, you just recently, about a month or two ago, I know you decided to go full-time with your photography business. What were you doing before, and how long was photography on the side until you decided to take this leap?
So for the past about 5 years, I was in banking, actually. So I've worked for corporate bank, and I've worked for credit unions. It started as like a part-time bank teller and eventually led to me being a full-time loan officer. So I was doing like personal loans, consumer loans, auto loans, that kind of thing. I did that for about 5 years, but my photography business has only been about 2 years. When I moved to, like, about a year or so after I moved to Tennessee, I decided it would be a great opportunity for me to put myself out there and get more involved with the equine world in Tennessee because I was new to Tennessee and I just wanted to put myself out there a little more. And so at first photography was just going to be like a little side hobby. And I've never really planned for it to turn into a career, to be 100% honest. I always viewed my career being somewhere in banking because I was a part of it for so long. And then I took some time off just to kind of recap and reorganize and recollect myself. And then the beginning of 2024, I decided to go back like full swing ahead. Like I just started putting my creativity out there and just doing what I wanted to do and what made me happy and passionate. So I was like kind of just doing a lot of collaborations or, you know, just working with a local reining barn and then it just started to kind of build from there. All of a sudden I was getting booked for barrel races and rodeos and a lot of other equine shows. I just started getting booked for those. On top of that, I was also getting a lot of sessions. So I took kind of a leap of faith just a couple months ago. I would say back in November, I kind of felt like God was taking my heart and just really putting it in photography. And it was just, I felt as though my corporate job was taking away from my business and my passion. And I decided to just follow my heart and listen to what God was telling me. And I just was like, you know what? I'm going to go full swing. Like, we're doing the thing. There's never going to be a right time. There's never going to be a sign that says, okay, today's the day that you quit your job. Like, it's just, you're going to wake up one day and you're just going to be like, this is what I'm doing. Like, this is what is planned for me. This is what my future entails. You may not know what every detail looks like. Being self-employed actually is probably the scariest but most exciting thing that I have done. But honestly, I don't even look back. Like, I know I made the right decision, and, you know, slower seasons can be hard, but that's just what makes you stronger in the end, is when you don't give up through those hard times.
It is scary to take that leap, because it's like, it's such a catch-22, because it's comfortable when you know that somebody else is going to give you a paycheck, but, and not that you don't have, you know, enough confidence in yourself to go get your own paycheck, but it's so like, you just don't know. The unknown is scary.
Yes, that was probably the hardest part of going full-time, is walking away from the benefits and the guaranteed paycheck and things like that. But in the end, I'm like, if I don't do it now and I continue to let corporate take away from my dreams to make their dreams come true, it's just not, like, my business won't ever be at its full potential if I can't give it the time that it needs or the time that I want to give it. Or, you know, come like spring all the way through fall, I stay pretty consistently booked. And it's just a whirlwind, because I get, like, I just look back at photo shoots that I did when I very first started in comparison to where I'm at now. And, you know, I'm just very, very grateful for those few people that, like, took a chance on me and booked me when I had, like, no experience or let me practice on them. 'Cause without them, I definitely wouldn't be here.
Do you think that photography is something that just has to be physically learned? Like, you just have to, like, it's not something that you can teach, just like riding horses. Do you think it's something that just, you just have to have that knack? Because you are right. When you guys first start off, you have to get what you can, like, just to get somebody to get you something. That's me too. That's any business, actually. But as you grow, you know, I'm kind of relating to what you're saying, even though I don't do photography. But you learn, it's like one of those things where you just have to learn as you go. You can't learn it until it happens. And you can't just go buy a book to let you know it's going to happen. Do you think that that's a lot of in photography?
I do, to an extent. So anybody can go on to YouTube or really any social media now, like TikTok, Instagram, anything. And they can, other photographers are out there educating people on how to, like, shoot in manual or how to grow your photography business. And that's all great. I've taken a few of those courses myself, just because there is a learning experience that comes with photography or any business in general. Nobody knows how to run a business until you do it, right?
Right.
But I think ultimately at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer that every photographer has to be passionate about what they're doing and what they're creating, because if they aren't, like, I genuinely feel like if you're not passionate about it, your work is going to reflect it. Like, if you're not passionate about horses and you're out there taking pictures of horses, like, it's not going to reflect the same way as somebody who is passionate about horses.
Yeah, because horses is, I think it's a specialty because, you know, you can't go into equine photography without knowing something about horses. It's just, it's like you have to know something about horses. Because I've seen it a lot online where people, like, what is it? You'll see pictures of the halter, like, turned around crazy, or you'll see people set up pictures that you'll see non-horse photographers trying to do horse photography, and it never works out for them.
Yes, I would agree with that. And I know horses are very beautiful and very magical. I definitely think that I can understand why so many people want to do photos with them. But there is like a hard truth that comes with it of these are still 1,000-pound animals, and they are very still unpredictable about what they could do at any moment. But I also think that you have to have, like, self-awareness and be ready for, like, anything that could happen at any moment, especially if you are in the equine sports world, because there have been a few barrel races or rodeos that I've been nearly taken out, like, by horses or, you know, other livestock. Like, you really just have to be on your toes at all times and paying attention to your surroundings if you are photographing these animals, because they are still 1,000-pound animals, no matter how cute and precious they are.
Right. Yes. My sweet little babies, 1,000 pounds.
Yes.
So what is probably one of the biggest hurdles that you have had to overcome when it comes to going into specifically equine photography? Is it the correlation between horse and photography? Is it the people, or is it just, what's one of the biggest things you've had to overcome?
I would say, honestly, like, it's not what you would think it would be. It's not other photographers. It's not the horses. It's having confidence in yourself. When you lack confidence in yourself and your business, you are not, like, if you can, comparison is its biggest thief. You're not going to get anywhere with your business or your photography business if you keep comparing yourself to others. It can be really hard not to compare yourself to other people in our industry. We are in a very competitive industry, which, I mean, I feel like everything's really competitive right now. Everybody's trying to do everything that they can to make their business successful. And at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer of what's going to make you and your business stand out is you. Nobody can create the same as you. Nobody has your eye. Nobody has your mind of creativity. And it took me a long time to learn that. And I, for the longest time when I started my business, I was like, there's no way somebody's going to want to book with me. There's no way somebody's going to want to, like, hire me to do their wedding or, you know, capture their special moments with their horse, family photos, whatever it may be. I was like, there's so many other photographers out there. And I learned that I have my style and I will attract my right client. And it's okay if they don't book with me. You know, I'm not for everybody and everybody's not for me, you know. And
right.
that's the hard truth about any business in general, but especially photography, is you put out a in search of equine photographer and you're probably going to get like 50 plus comments of people being like, oh, me. And, you know, it's hard when people, you want everybody to book with you, but, you know, it's okay if they don't, you know. At the end of the day, I mean, that person may not like my editing style. I have a very moody, bold color style, and they may want somebody who has more of a light, airy style. And that's okay, because everybody has a different taste in what they're looking for.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up, because I feel the same way when it comes to, like, logos and graphic design. And it's like, it's just one of those things where you can't take offense, and I don't. It doesn't bother me. People do think it does, but it doesn't. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like what you just said, people have styles that they're good at. It's just like, you have one person that's really, really good at realistic drawings versus and that same person couldn't do a cartoon. So, you know, you have other people that are really good at very, like, animated looks and bold line looks and less color that can't do realistic. And so, to me, you need all the different kinds of people for the world to go round. You know, just like you might have a client who goes, okay, well, I don't want your style now, but I might want it later.
Yeah.
You know? But it's easy to get offended, but you can't.
It definitely is easy to get your feelings hurt. Like, it, you know, there are times where, you know, I am confident in myself and I am proud of what I produce, but then, like, sometimes I'm like, man, I wish, like, I wish they would have booked with me, or I'm a little bummed that they didn't book with me and they booked with another photographer. You know, it can be like a little like jab to your, you know, your confidence.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not going to keep me up at night. It's not going to prevent me from moving on with my business. Because honestly, I love what I do and I'm passionate about what I do, and maybe they'll come back in the future, or, you know, maybe one day I'll be the right photographer for them. You know, there could be a lot of changes, and I'm too young to be sitting here letting somebody else keep me up at night because they didn't book with me.
Right. Sleep is precious.
Yes.
But it can get like that. It can get very catty. And some people will make it into that when it's not. I've actually had that happen, you know, where people are like, they just try to pin people against each other. And I'm like, you know, you're dealing with something that's not mechanical. You're dealing with a style. You just can't. It's solely opinion-based. It's just totally opinion. You just can't sit there and say, okay, well, they're bad. No, you just might not like that style. They're good, but you might not like that style. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm friends with, like, a lot of photographers in the industry. I'm a big believer in community over competition, so I'm not afraid to, like, have photographer friends. I think, honestly, having fellow business friends that are photographers can actually be super beneficial, because I think that you can really inspire each other, help each other out. You know, at the end of the day, it's a community. There is a family to it, but then there are going to be some people who don't believe in that. Some people believe in competition over community, and that's okay too. Like, they probably don't really have somebody, like, they may not have a good experience with having another photographer as a friend. Like, maybe somebody tried to take a client from them or tried to take a show from them or whatever it may be. But, you know, all you can do is hope that eventually they understand that this community is too big not to be a community.
Right. And when everybody realizes the lines, that's where it gets better, because it is, you know, business is such a touchy discussion, because it's not, to me, I don't think business is competitive as much as it is you have to protect it. So it's like, you know, some people think that you get others, or I've actually had people tell me, well, you're competitive. No, I'm not competitive. I'm protective. So if I've worked hard to gain a client, or if I worked hard to gain an account or do something, and then somebody wants to come in and stir the pot, that's what I have problems with. And because everybody is unique to who they are. You cannot be me. I can't be you. We can't be this other person. So therefore, there is no competition. Like, it's just, it doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? If we were the same, then you could have a competition, but it just doesn't exist like that. But protective, yes, I am protective, because you do have people out there that just do shitty business stuff, and it is what it is. But back to the equine photography, you are doing shows, and you do individual sessions and stuff like that. What are you going to try to concentrate on for 2025? Are you going to open your books to offer more stuff? Because I know you got a wedding now too.
Yeah, so I have a lot of big goals written down for 2025, and my biggest focus this year, I do love the shows. I genuinely love them, and they're a lot of fun. But I think my biggest focus this year is going to be on my sessions with couples and portraits and seniors. So just really any horse and rider, Western lifestyle, like, that is my biggest focus, with the goal of booking sessions out of state, because ideally, the end goal would be a traveling Western lifestyle photographer. So I would like to, you know, get booked for sessions for people that may not live in my direct area, which I already do get booked for places, but they're like still within Tennessee, Kentucky area. But my goal is to expand that and start booking like Colorado or Texas or Oklahoma, you know, things like that. I want to get out and I want to meet more people and I want to see more of the world and things like that. So my big focus this year will definitely be on my sessions and traveling. I've had two weddings booked this year. Both of them are the first weddings that I've ever booked.
Yay!
Yes, very exciting. And they're both actually destination weddings, micro weddings, which are like smaller than like a big wedding, but like larger than an elopement. And they're both people who live here in Tennessee, Kentucky. One of them is in Montana, and then the other one is in Arizona. So I'm super, super excited for those. They're going to be so beautiful, and I can't wait. And I'm super, you know, appreciative and honored that they did book with me as someone who doesn't have a big wedding portfolio.
Yes, I know that's exciting. Well, I remember you mentioning how you wanted to travel. And that was going to be a part of your thing. So congratulations. I think that's really cool.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited. And I've been, you know, really honing in on that focus of traveling. And I've got a couple inquiries for people out of state. So I think it'll just align with the timing of when I can make it work to, like, travel out to them. So I've got some inquiries in Kansas, Colorado, and Texas. So hopefully I can hit all of them here soon once it is not super cold outside.
Yeah, because this weather has been a little crazy, hasn't it?
It definitely has. I thought we lived in the south, not the north.
Right. Now let's talk about this recent little brand photo shoot that you had with some girls and cards and sassiness and all kinds of good stuff. What exactly is this portion of your business? I know we've got horses over here. We've got your traditional kind of horse photography going on. But this kind of branding photography, that's pretty exciting. Not a lot of people do that.
Yeah, so a part of my session focus will be doing, like, working with more business owners and elevating their brand look. So the girls that I did that shoot with, they own a social media management talent agency kind of business. So they have like a different twist on like that traditional Western style. We like to call it y'alternative because they do have that more like edgy, you know, tattoos, like dark hair, you know, that very edgy look, but they still are very into like that Western look at the same time. So with them, I also have like a collaboration with going with Pro Hats right now. So I kind of like tuned in both together. I used a couple hats from Pro Hats, and then, you know, they dressed in like a very edgy, fun, you know, style that kind of represents their business, because I've worked with them for a while before they really started their business officially, and it really reflects back onto their personalities of how fun they are to work with in general. And I think that's the most important thing when it comes to branding, is it has to be a reflection on you and your business. So I definitely felt like their personalities shined through on those. We did a lot of different fun looks and a lot of different ideas that just kind of sparked, you know, they brought basically their whole world wardrobe, and we kind of just picked out some pieces together, and we just kind of, you know, did the thing and had just had some fun with it, you know, and still made it very professional and a correlation to their business, as it is a business representation. And, you know, I also dabble with videos. So, like, I did a lot of videos of them, like, flicking the cards or just, like, giving me some, like, you know, attitude with their eyes, but not necessarily, like, their bodies. And so it was just a lot of fun. And I felt like, you know, you can't really go in with a plan, because if you don't know what it is that they're bringing, per se. So it definitely kind of just comes to me as the session goes.
I love that. I loved everything about it, because I love the sass and I love the, like, the uniqueness and, like, the edginess. I love all of that. I love that type of style. So, but besides just photography, you're also going to be offering videography, correct? And that's, like, things that people can use for TikTok and Reels and stuff like that. I know that you offer that. Is that something that you like to do, you look forward to doing, or do you like to do more of the photos, or does it matter?
I actually really love doing both for different reasons. So I love doing photos because it freezes the moment in time and just really, like, it's kind of timeless, you know, like, whereas the video, I feel like it takes the photo, but in a next level to where it's like live scenes, like it's movement, it's just bringing, like, a reality to a photo of, like, this is more than just, like, let me take a picture real quick. This is, like, let's, like, actually let you shine for a moment. And with the video, I just kind of make it, like, I don't do full-on videography where, like, you know, it's going to be a whole video of you talking or things like that. It's just, like, little clips that you can, you know, coordinate into different reels or behind the scene moments or things like that, just to make it, like, a little more fun and just make your experience that next level. Instead of just offering photos, I also offer the videos, you know, where I'll make a reel for you, and then I will also give you the individual clips, so you can also take those clips and make them into something that maybe aligns better with you, or maybe you want to use it with your photos, or, you know, different things like that. Because a lot of the reels that I make, I'm using on my socials, or sometimes I'll make them for you to post on your socials. So it's just like a correlation of, you can also make, you can take the video from your session and you can add in your photos, and all together it's like a live view. Like, you can actually see and visualize what a session entails.
You said freezing time. I think that's a great way to kind of explain it, because you know what, you're never going to get that moment back.
100%.
So what's the funniest horse photo shoot that you've had so far, like anything particularly funny? Because I know I see, like, sometimes I see bloopers of photographers, and I think they're so fun to watch, where they're like, you're trying to get the horse's ears up, you're trying to position them a certain way and get people involved, or if dogs are involved. What's the funniest one you've had so far?
Yeah, I've had quite a few. I always like to bring some humor to my sessions, just because, you know, horses can create chaos, which just makes it so much more fun. But I would say the funniest one I had, I actually posted it on my social media, and it was at a black background photo shoot, and there was, like, six of us trying to get this horse's ears bored, and all he was doing was just, like, staring at us, like, really? Like, what do you want from me? And, like, we tried everything. We tried, like, peppermints, you know, giving him a peppermint, like, crunching wrappers. We tried, like, banging things. We tried horse sounds, like, you name it, we tried it, and this horse was just, like, not giving us his ears. And then finally, we just started walking another horse back and forth, and that finally, like, got his ears forward. So it's just so funny how, like, sometimes you just try all these things to get a horse's ears forward, like the very traditional things, and all it takes is walking, like, a different horse that he likes or maybe doesn't like or is not familiar with, back and forth, to get the ears for it. It was pretty funny.
I see some of the bloopers. I think it's hilarious. It's like the times that you don't want them to perk up, they perk up. And when you want them to perk up, they don't.
Every time. Every time. Literally. I can't tell you how many times. Like, I go up, like, shake a wrapper, kind of, like, crunch a wrapper. And then I, like, turn around, walk back, and then all of a sudden they have their ears for it. I was like, really?
Now, you travel, too. You'll travel. I mean, I know that you already stated that you are aspiring to, that's what you're solely going to do, but a lot of people don't know that. They assume things, just like with me, they think my ship is really expensive, but it's not. But like with photographers, most people assume, oh, well, they're not going to travel too far. But no, you'll hop on a plane and travel.
I sure will. I will literally go anywhere that you hire me to go. So far I have traveled back to Idaho. I've done some sessions in Idaho. I've done sessions in North Dakota and Minnesota. I've done a lot in Kentucky and Tennessee. I've had a few inquiries for South Carolina. I did a workshop in Kansas, which I did photos at that workshop. So I will literally go anywhere that somebody hires me to go.
I think that's awesome because you get a chance to go see different places. I mean, because photography is just not, it's not hyper-local. Just like what I do, it's not hyper-local. You'll limit yourself if you do that. Now, on to something kind of completely different. So you grew up around horses, yes or no?
Yes and no. So So when I was younger, first grade age, I actually took horseback riding lessons. And at this time, my dad was military, active duty military. So then when we moved and I, like, got older, it's not something that I stayed involved in. I didn't take them anymore. But it was always something that I loved to do, and something that I always loved to be around with horses any chance that I could. There's always just like this drive to be with horses. And then it wasn't until I was, I think I was 18 at the time, and my dad met my current stepmom, and she has horses. And so I was able to go over to her house, and I would, like, hang out with her horses. I'd brush her horses. We would ride, you know, and she really got me back into horses. Other than that, I wasn't really, I wasn't sure what that entailed. And so every time I go to my dad's house, I would always go and see the horses and ride the horses and hang out with the horses and stuff like that every chance that I could. And then the story of how I got my horse is actually my parents, my dad, my stepmom, rescued her from a local guy that my dad worked with who found her. And then they were moving, and they couldn't take all three horses with them. So they were living in California at the time, and then they ended up bringing her up to Idaho, and that's when she became my horse. First ever horse I owned, and first didn't really know a ton of owning a horse or the full entail of what that looked like. But I got very lucky with the boarding facility I was at, and she specialized in first-time horse ownership. So ever since then, I'm just, like, beyond grateful that I have my horse, and she definitely saved me in a lot of ways that I don't think would keep me on this path that I'm on.
Yeah, horses are very therapeutic. I don't care what anybody says.
I would agree.
110%. That's what I mean, because they even use them for veterans with PTSD and other kids, you know, that have certain disabilities and things, not just physical but mental disabilities. So horses are very therapeutic. You wouldn't have been able to fool me because, like I said a minute ago, equine photography, if you don't know anything about horses, you better hang it up. I mean, you've got to know something about horses if you want to get into equine photography. So I think it speaks your work speaks volumes, like you've been around them your whole life. So I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I've dedicated a lot of time and just patience, and you know, just I surround myself with those who are more knowledgeable than me or have been around horses their whole life, and you know, I think it's bettered me and my horse owner journey, just because it's like photography, like you're constantly learning something new by surrounding yourself with those people that have more experience or more, you know, history with them kind of thing. And I feel like that kind of ties into photography because, you know, if you are in the community, then and it is something you're passionate about, then you're going to surround yourself with those who have more knowledge or, you know, more experience with it to better your journey with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you have any aspirations to show, or you just want to kind of keep your bay mare like she is, or do you have any plans to possibly show or to get any to any particular disciplines?
So not with my horse. She is 18. I've taken her to some cow clinics, like cow sorting and stuff like that. And we go to like little play days. So we just like to have fun and we like to trail ride. That's kind of what we like to do together. I do take some roping lessons, for breakaway roping in hopes that one day that I can start competing in breakaway roping. I think that would be a lot of fun. Even if it's not something I do like on a big serious level, I think just going to, you know, small local rodeos or even like breakaway jackpots, I think that would just be a lot of fun and just be, you know, something to get out there and do and just, you know, hang out and have a good time and not necessarily just compete. But that's a little ways away just because I have a big focus on my business right now. So that's my first priority. And then eventually I think leading into getting another horse, once I'm on a more serious level, I'm ready to start like roping off a horse and things like that.
Ask me, do you show too? It's really hard to run a business and show at the same time.
It is, especially when your businesses kind of align together too. Like you want
right.
to, you know, I've seen it firsthand because one of my friends is a photographer, but she also will do the shows, and she usually has to have somebody like run her camera while she goes and gets her horse and gets into the right like space to be ready to run or whatever it is that she's doing, and then she has to go put her horse away and then come back, you know, and that can take a few minutes. So it definitely can be a lot to try to multitask and do both at once. And, you know, but I still think that everybody does it differently. Everybody, you know, there's some people that want to do it on a very competitive level, and I am not that person. I am competitive, but I also just want to have fun, and I don't want the competitiveness to ruin the fun for me.
Yeah, and so I've always lived by the quote, don't shit where you eat. And to me, it means, like, you just don't dabble personal into business. And so that's probably 90% of the reasons why I will not show in the horse industry, because my business is in the horse industry. And when you start pulling those lines together, you've got problems. I don't care what anybody says. So, you know, it's like if you have an open order and then you watch somebody that's out showing, to me, I think that's like disrespectful to the customer. You know what I mean? And if you have to keep it separated, are you picking up what I'm throwing? It's just not.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
It has to be. It's like oil and water. Like, it's just, it doesn't mix. It never, nothing comes good from it when you start putting personal into business. And I don't know. That's just kind of what I've always lived by. But so that kind of probably helps anyways to eliminate it altogether so you don't have to worry about it. Because it's just like sticky lines, just sticky little areas. You don't want to have to. You know what I mean? You got a customer and
yeah.
you're showing against them, and if you beat them, then that's going to be a problem. They say it's not, but it will be.
No, absolutely. I definitely understand. I do my best to keep, you know, it can be really hard because I definitely think that with being a photographer or like business owner in general, people do like to see into you and like what you do and like what your life kind of looks like. But at the same time, it can be really hard because you do want to keep your personal life personal and like your business life is more public. So that can definitely be really hard because I think that it's not something that everybody maybe understands about being a business owner is you're kind of having to sacrifice a little bit of your privacy to run a business, you know, and it was really hard for me for a while because I worked full time and I would have to like do these large galleries and shows and things like that. And I have to put it out there like, hey guys, like I'm working so hard to get your show pictures up, but you have to understand like I still, you know, have a full-time job and I still like, you know, maybe I have to go do my tours outside. And so, you know, there are some things that you, it's like you do have to give up in order to run a business, which can definitely be hard.
Yeah. You know what? I had another episode with another photographer and the amount of pressure you guys get to get photos done so quick, it's like, it would drive me insane. It's like, wouldn't you want to give you guys time to, like, do what you got to do to make them right instead of rushing you constantly? It's like, it's almost like the common the common person thinks that what they get is what you shoot. But you have to go home. You have to upload all of them, which takes 30 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on what you got. Then you've got to hop on a Photoshop. That takes another at least 5 to 10 minutes per photo to edit, right? And then you have to turn around and organize all. Like, that's at least a good... If you did that nonstop, that's 24 to 48 hours of extra work.
Yeah. So I set two different expectations. So my show photos, depending on how big the show is, if it's a local, like, barrel race and just a one-time, like, if there's under 200 entries, I say within 48 hours I'll have the photos up. If it's, like, a two-day show, so I've done a couple, like, high school rodeos and bigger shows and things like that where I had, like, 8,000-plus pictures from the entire weekend. And it took me about a week of working every free moment that I had to get those photos done. And it's hard because you do have to, people from shows do want their pictures up and they want them quick and they want, you know, they want them done before the next show, which is fair, you know, like it, because there are so many horse shows and there's so many photographers and stuff like that, they want to see their pictures quick so they can buy them quick. But with sessions, I don't do that same turnaround time. My session turnaround time in the slower months is about 2 weeks. And then in the busier months, it can be about 3 weeks.
I think that's ample amount of time. I mean, it's, you know, you should give people time to work on. I think the average consumer is probably a little confused on exactly what happens during the process. And it takes you guys a little bit of time.
It definitely does. And you strive for, if you're anything like me, you strive for perfection. I am a perfectionist at its worst. Like I am my own worst critic, you know, and that's the hard part about being a photographer is there's going to be the slightest color could be off and you're going to know it. But if you deliver that photo and you don't tweak it, that consumer may not know it, but you're going to know it and then it's going to drive you insane. And that's what keeps us up at night is things like that. Like, it's just making sure the photo is absolutely perfect for you. You know, and I would say that keeps me up, that and, like, the stress of getting, like, if I have a really big show and I'm stressed about, like, getting the photos done, this was more so when I had a full-time job on top of it, but if I had a big show and trying to get everything done in a timely manner and up so everybody is, like, ready to view their photos, that probably stressed me out more than, you know, any, like, my sessions when I have the 2 to 3 week turnaround time. It's just, that's more reasonable for me, and that gives me ample time to, you know, go through your photos, pick which ones are going to be best, or, you know, the best results, and then find the perfect edit and things like that. That's why there's usually a longer turnaround time for the sessions, and that's why they also cost more money than just, you know, $12 for a photo or $20 or however much other people charge.
Yeah, that's got to be. Do you ever have issues as far as, like, pricing is concerned within the industry? Because I know, you know, some people, I've gotten into this conversation with other people regarding pricing and when you do service work like photography. Do you ever have to deal with other people in the industry that are, like, trying to go under you or not trying to keep it, what's the right word, on an average so that people aren't getting hurt?
I would say that's what makes photography so competitive, is there is going to be other photographers out there that are cheaper or are more expensive, and they may have, like, they may have similar styles. Like, there may be a few photographers that have more of a light, airy style, and there may be a few photographers that have more of, like, a darker style, but nobody's going to be exactly the same, and nobody's going to be priced the same, and their packages aren't going to be the same. And that's the part about photography, is there could be another photographer in your area, and the client could want exactly what their inspiration looks like could be identical to your photos. Like, they could be even saying, like, I love your style, I love your work, like, I'm a long time follower. You know, they could say all the right things, and they're like, I absolutely love your work. You send them your prices, and then they go and book with another photographer whose style may be completely opposite, but they're going to book with them because maybe they're cheaper, or maybe they give more photos, or it could be like the slightest things that deter somebody over to another photographer versus another one. So it's definitely very competitive, but I would say pricing is definitely the most competitive aspect of photography, because, like I said, there's always going to be somebody out there that does charge less than you. But I'm also that person that I believe in staying affordable. I'm not going to charge $700 for an hour photo shoot, or, you know, things like that, unless it involves travel or involves extra time or things like that. But you know, if it's just a 1 hour family session kind of thing, then I'm going to charge what I believe that I'm worth. And I'm going to, you know, I don't charge for extra photos. I'm going to give you all the photos. I just guarantee a minimum. And, you know, it's just very hard, because other people find what they're worth or what their experience is worth, and they decide their prices and their packages.
Gotcha. Well, it is, it's always touchy to have to get onto that, because I've heard about people that, you know, they, like, purposely will try to, like, undermine your pricing and just, like, really crappy ways to do business and try to create a competition and stuff. Yes. Tell me what you are bringing to the market that nobody else has. What makes you different than all of these other photographers?
Ultimately, what's going to make me different, I've said it a couple times, is me. So I feel like and my style is not very normal for Western photography. There's not a lot of Western photography that I feel has, like, my eye. Like, I'm very detail oriented. I love my detail shots. I could find, like, I could take a picture of your spur, and it could be, like, to you, you're just like, well, why are you taking a picture of a spur? Like, it's just a spur. To me, like, they're just really cool, like, authentic detail shots that just really capture that old, like, Western lifestyle industry. And it's unique seeing, like, all the different, like, some people may have custom spurs with, like, their name on it, you know, or I just take like little moments, and you could be sitting there on your horse just swinging your rope around, and I'll capture that, you know, just very candid times, and it could end up being your favorite picture. So I would definitely say my eye for detail and the moodiness that I bring with it is definitely different than what other people are doing. And then also offering the behind the scenes video, like I'm, you know, dabbling into the videos to offer in my sessions. And then my biggest thing that I'm having a lot of fun with right now to associate with my business is my merch. You know, you've really helped me kind of bring that merch to life and offering the quality products that you do. But taking pictures that I've taken at rodeos and having them turned into a sketch to put on my merch has definitely stepped up the game for me.
Oh my God, I'm so in love with it. I'm so in love. It's not me. And you know what? I was wanted to bring this up, but I was going to wait and see if you did. But no. Okay. So I'm glad you're talking about this.
Yeah, it definitely has been a lot of fun. It's even, you know, reached people who are not in the horse or Western industry at all, and they're absolutely in love with it just because of the designs themselves, which I think speaks louder than words, because even though my focus is the Western industry, it is really cool to see that even those outside of our industry are absolutely in love with my designs and wanting to support me and my business by wearing those designs.
It's such a lot, because, you know, I'm so glad that you trusted me to do that, because I have photographers reach out to me all the time about merch, and I always tell them, like, this is pointless for you to do merch because you're a photographer. You need to be focusing on your photos. I mean, like, you know, nothing's wrong with an occasional vest or hat here or there that you wear for you, but you're not selling your customers what I'm selling you. You're selling them photos. And nobody would ever get that when I would say it. They just, it was like just fly over their head. And with you, it was so much fun because you were so open to listening to me. You were so open. And I was like, you know what? If you want to sell merch, it needs to be what your product. And the fact that even, you know, Natalie was able to create a sketch and we do all that and we all work together to get what you've got at the end, I love that. I freaking love it so much, because you don't see it a lot in the horse industry, one, and you don't see it a lot with particular service providers within the horse industry to get along like that and come to offer something that everybody, it's helping everybody. It helps you, it helps me, it helps Natalie, and it helps your customer. And your customer, you are able to reach way more people than the average photographer will reach, because you're more open-minded to what will get you there. Like, you're not making me money, you're not making Natalie money, you're making you money, and you're getting us all out there by incorporating it together. I love it. I'm so in love with it. I tell everybody about it.
It's my biggest reason. So when I first came to you and I wanted to do merch, I was like, oh yeah, we'll just do my logo on it. Like, no big deal. But I was like, but wait, like, who, like, only people who know me or like really are into my business are going to wear stuff with my name plastered all over it, like Juan and a Bay Photography. Like,
right.
Things that's like, this is my brand. Like, this is me. This is my, like, this is Juan and a Bay Photography. Like, it's a brand, you know, it's not just a business, it's a brand. Which is another 2025 goal, is potentially like taking that merch to the next level. So we are just in the beginning stages, but I definitely see it being a long-term growing thing, because the first round of hoodies that I did with this new design, like, sold out quicker than I could even blink, you know, and that was super exciting. And so I'm really excited to drop this next design here soon and just see all the people, like, I've seen a couple people wearing my hoodies too, other shows or shows that I've been at, and it's really freaking cool to just see people wearing my designs and my merch. And, you know, it's just, it just gives me like, it just fills my heart with so much joy, because I also love to support other small businesses, especially if it's like a small woman-owned business, because I don't think that there's enough of them, truly. Like, I think that by supporting another business, like, it's not doing any harm to me, you know, to give Natalie credit, to give you credit. Like, it's not harming me. And, you know, if anything, like, even if it does lead other photographers or other clients to you guys, like, that's the ultimate goal. It's like a partnership, you know. Everybody, it's okay to help other businesses out and like support other businesses. It's not a bad thing to open your ears and listen to what people are telling you, what they want. You know, I love when people like come back to me and they ask like, hey, like I would love, you know, during our session if we can do this. Like I'm not going to tell them no. For one, because that's their heart, like that's their creativity, and you know, partnering that creativity with mine, I just think makes it so much more special.
Yeah, and well, I mean, like it's just it goes back to, I've had this kind of wall block when it comes to talking to people, because I'll be like, hey, you don't need to, like what you just said, like. You're not going to move any merch. You're not going to sell any if you just slap a photographer's logo on stuff. It's just not, you're only going to get us so far with it. And if you want to grow a business, you want to get out of that circle, you know, and it's scary, but that's what you need to do because people change. Things change. It is what it is. I love it. I think it's awesome. And I agree with you. You can't get anywhere if you're not open-minded enough to at least kind of take in what people say and think about it and mull over it a little bit and, you know, come to your own conclusion versus a conclusion that could be altered, you know, by other people or whatever.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of photographers, most photographers specialize in, like, selling their prints, like, you know, making prints and selling their prints and stuff like that. Which is not really my cup of tea. I'm all for people wanting to like buy my prints. Obviously, if you like, you know, buy your photo on a print through my store, that's absolutely amazing. Just this year for my roommate's birthday, we had done some black backgrounds of our horses here at home. And for her birthday, I got two of them framed. And it is like such a good feeling to like see your work hung up in the house and stuff like that. But I think merch has definitely been more of my thing because I personally love clothes and I love like Western fashion and things like that. And so I'm always constantly buying new clothes, even though I probably don't ever wear them more than once. but, like, I think that's why my merch has been so successful, is because, like, I like wearing my brand, and I like having cool designs and, like, uniqueness, and I feel like that's what my merch brings to the table. You know, I underwent a whole rebranding this past summer. You know, I changed my logo. I changed, you know, a lot of the, like, I updated my website, and I did a lot of changing over the summer and updating and, you know, just growing my brand. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, I think it's always fun to invest in your business, but it's also like can be scary. So, yeah, it's just been so fun, and I'm like, so happy to see other people love it.
Well, I'm definitely proud of you. I think you're making leaps and bounds. I think it's even more inspirational to see people like you and then other people that take that leap and just go for it, because it can be scary. You know, like I was just telling a lady the other day, you know, you'll talk yourself out of it, or you'll come to some crazy conclusion, you know, but you went for it, and it obviously it's working for you. So that's a great thing.
Yes, definitely. It's scary in all the ways, but you know, I'm just like, I have that personality of I'm not afraid of like taking new leaps, and I'm not afraid of, you know, like trying new things, you know, because you don't know until you try it. And I took a big leap of faith when I moved to Tennessee. Like, I didn't have family here. I had one friend that lived here, you know, but my dream was to live in Tennessee. And so I just packed up what would fit in my truck, and I loaded up my horse and hauled her across the country by myself and just chased after a dream. And that's what I'm doing with my business. I'm just chasing after that dream that I have.
Again, I'm very proud of you, and I'm glad you took the time to talk about yourself, your business, and your history with me. I think this is great for people to hear this, because it is scary to go out on your own. It's scary to go out on your own in the horse industry, and you're in a very competitive part of the market. You know, equine photography is not a walk in the park. You can't just walk up to one day and go, well, I'm going to be successful at it. It's cutthroat in there. And so, you know, I think that's really cool, and you're already setting yourself aside. So I'm honored that you work with me on the merch side of it, but I'm also honored that you took the time to talk to me. And I just can't wait to see where you go. I feel like you're going to go really far. You just got something that it's different, and